candidates would actually do on day one. Michel Bachelet's resume may be the most formally complete in the field. Two non-consecutive presidential terms in Chile, the founding leadership of UN Women from 2010 to 2013, and the UN High Commissionership for Human Rights from 2018 to 2022. If the job description were assembled from scratch, it would look closely like her career. That she has not converted this background into straw poll leadership reflects both the continuity perception that follows candidates with deep institutional ties and, reportedly, some private reservations among Security Council members about the domestic controversy that marked her second presidential term. Grossi's argument for the role is different in kind from any other candidates. His IEA tenure has placed him at the operational center of the three crises most likely to define the next 5 years of international security: the nuclear dimensions of the Russia-Ukraine war, the Iran compliance negotiations, and the emerging governance debates around nuclear energy as a climate solution. His campaign has reportedly framed this not as technical niche expertise, but as comprehensive preparation for a Secretary General's mandate in an era defined precisely by those intersections. The incoming Secretary General will take office on January 1, 2027, inheriting the full inventory of current international disorder: the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the unresolved situation in Gaza, climate finance architecture that remains deeply inadequate, and AI governance frameworks that do not yet exist at the multilateral level. A Secretary General from a human rights background would presumably prioritize moral clarity in public statements. One from a technical verification background might prioritize precision and evidence. One from a development economics background might focus on the structural inequality that underlies many of the conflicts the institution struggles to address. These are not style differences, they would produce materially different allocations of institutional attention and political capital.